G'day gamers, this is your host Luke Hepburn and I'm back with a summary of the latest video game news from the land down under. Today, it's Tuesday, the 2nd of November. Let's get into it. So some Call of Duty news. And a lot of credit to VideoGamesChronicle.com, better known as VCG. I'm just going to mention and read what they've written about Modern Warfare 2. We haven't even got Call of Duty Vanguard yet, and the industry and people in the know are already talking about this next game. All right, so what does it say? It says that Infinity Ward were building Modern Warfare 2 to be based around a Colombian drug cartel. According to VGC, the game will feature a moral compass which will be influenced by certain decisions. It's been likened to Red Dead Redemption 2 Honor System, they've said. Modern Warfare 2 will also reportedly feature realistic gore and the loss of limbs during battle. It's said that enemies will attempt to put pressure on their wounds in an attempt to stop the bleeding. According to the latest reporting, during high-intensity moments, your character will react accordingly throughout an ambush sequence where your patrol vehicle is under attack from hostile fire. The character you're playing is visibly shaking, struggling to insert the magazine, trembling hands. The game is also set to introduce weapon jam animations and the ability to recover bullets that the player has wasted via jamming, it's claimed. Back in August, Activision also said that all core studios were working on Call of Duty. If this rings true, it's going to be an amazing game. The hype train has started. Well, good news, Roblox fans and parents everywhere. Roblox is back online as of yesterday. The outage lasted a number of days and it's finally back up again. Kids rejoice. Roblox went to Twitter to tell everyone, and I quote, "Thank you for your continued patience as we get back to normal. There still is no explanation as to what actually happened, but there's plenty of people out there still blaming free burritos as the cause." Fortnite in China is ending in November, according to the Fortnite Chinese website. The game plays very different for Chinese consumers. For example, rounds are shorter, the storm doesn't affect you as much, and premium currency is unlocked by playing, not by purchase. Geez, don't we all wish. Fortnite's launch into China was always a test and a gamble, and Fortnite have referred to it in their shutdown announcement as being a test. Obviously, the speculation on the internet is this is also due to the fact that the Chinese games have very strict restrictions on them, and that China is cracking down and actually enforcing companies to deploy technology to stop kids from gaming all day long. Some companies now require facial technology just to check who is playing the game, and if it is a child, the game won't start, for example, after bedtime. And companies are apparently having to check gaming time limits also. Beginning September 1 this year, minors are only allowed to play online games for 1 hour a day from 8 to 9 p.m. on Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays and official holidays. I should note this doesn't apply to offline games. I think we'll see a trend in offline games being created like the announcement today, Honor of Kings the World. As for Fortnite, I dare say it's safe everywhere else in the world for now. So, coming back to Honor of Kings. Tencent Games' Honor of Kings, the 100 million daily active player per day MOBA game, is no longer just going to be a MOBA game, as in multiplayer online battle arena. With such huge success, Tencent have announced Honor of Kings World, and the trailer is stunning. This game will be an open world action RPG that resembles something like Monster Hunter, where you'll come face to face with enormous but beautiful looking monsters in enormous and beautiful biomes. The game is in development by Timmy Studio Group, rumored to be one of the largest game developers in the world. The first trailer has just dropped for the game. The trailer's action looks good, and one can only hope it stays this good. With the budget these guys have, there is no doubt this could be an awesome game. Sushin Lu, A very popular sci-fi novelist has partnered with Timmy to clearly bring an amazing story to life, one can only hope. I particularly like how the trailer, while starts off CG, quickly switches to gameplay so we get a glimpse of what the gameplay actually looks like. No release date, but the announcement for the game simply says it will release worldwide on multiple platforms. I'll put the trailer on getagamers.com. You'll want to check it out. Well, The Ascent has been a very fun game to play, but I'm sure many stopped playing due to the early bugs around launch or just had to stop playing because it simply stopped working in parts of the game. For example, myself and a friend couldn't join each other and we ended up getting stuck at one part of the game where it wouldn't progress for some reason. Well, this has now been fixed. There's been a flurry of patches and fixes recently, which has resolved some of the issues, and like many, I plan to go back to this game next weekend. Well, more good news. The Ascent developer Neon Giant has been busy and have now released their launch roadmap, which features some paid content called the CyberSec Pack coming out before the end of the year and the Cyber Warrior Pack coming out sometime next year. To go with those, there are 4 patch releases on their roadmap, with 3 of those coming before the end of the year and the final one, according to their plan, patch number 7, coming next year, all for free. So patch 4 has now dropped. It has gone live. It also has a photo mode, skins, shirts, and the Halloween pack content. Photo mode should be fun. You can now pause the game and take pictures from any angle, and the trailer that has come out with this announcement shows some wicked screens that could easily be used as wallpapers. It looks good. The Ascent is available on Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One and PC, and is also part of Xbox Game Pass. Neon Giant recently said that it is aware of a demand for a PS5 version, so he is hoping that they get announced in the near future. Saying that, it launched on Xbox and PC thanks to an exclusive timed agreement, so we'll have to wait and see how long that lasts for. The Ascent, for those who don't know, is a game set in a cyberpunk-style environment, and it's a top-down action RPG. The game can be played online co-op with 3 friends and is a lot of fun. I really like this game. It looks stunning, plays well when it works, and it has a huge open world to explore. I've been waiting to jump back on and now I can. I'll link to the roadmap so you can take a look for yourself and also the patch release notes. ID Software is working on a long-running, iconic sci-fi fantasy first-person shooter game. This is all according to a new job advert. The advert calls for people to work on a game with fantasy and sci-fi art styles and will feature AAA quality sci-fi and fantasy environments, vistas and skyboxes. Some people may instantly think that the game they're working on is Doom, but many have jumped on the sci-fi reference, and it's not a bad assumption that their next game might just be a new Quake game. Being a job advert, it's safe to assume the game is in early development and we may have to wait a little while before we know the official answer. Saying that, given Quake, the second game celebrates its 25th anniversary next year, and the enhanced edition of the original game has only recently been released, many are thinking this dream may come true. Quake, it could be. So Sega have announced a strategic alliance with Microsoft, particularly in reference for the Japanese giant to use Microsoft Azure cloud platform to bring large-scale global next-generation game development. Sega is planning to release what it's calling a global super game within the next 5 years, according to a recent presentation back in March. Rumors are it will be a first-person shooter based off one of its franchises, perhaps a Streets of Rage shooter. Saying that, Creative Assembly, rumored to be behind the work, will utilize all of Sega's IPs in remakes, reboots, and remasters, so we could see a few worlds collide in this Sega super game. Azure cloud technology is changing the gaming world slowly, so much so that even Sony have partnered with Microsoft to use their Azure technology with both cloud gaming and content streaming. Azure will even enable cloud gaming for Xbox soon on internet-connected TVs, where all you need is a controller. Some cool stuff coming. Okay guys, I've run out of time. I've got to go. Make sure you share this with your friends and add me to your Amazon device. Catch you later.